Alrighty, Long Distance Disconnect by the Electromags. They're playing Friday night at the Blind Pig along with Chetta Clausen, and we heard from Chetta, Everyday Blues. And like I said before, he's heading out of town, going to make something of himself. And we knew that right from the start, the first time he came in to play the Motor Live Drive at 5. Well, as always, we've got more music than we have time to play from all the bands that are playing around town this weekend. We've got the Dex playing at the Painted Lady. I'm going to put on something called Songs for Social Justice, recorded here on the Motor Live Drive, and play it down low and let you know about a couple of the other shows I haven't gotten a chance to play, because we're real close to getting live on the Motor Live Drive with the Mantons today on WHFR. Here's the Dex. Alrighty, there's the Dex in the background. And they're going to be playing at the Painted Lady with a band I couldn't find anything about. Found a lot of other sites called Super Dollar, but not a band site. And so the Super Dollar, the Brownstown Gales, and the Amoebas are playing the Painted Lady along with the Dex. Broken Day Machine is playing the Rack and Roll in Riverview. The Look have a gig Friday night at Robusto's in Grosse Pointe Woods. There's a band called Young Funk Posse at the Screaming Eagle this weekend, and the Party Stompers are going to be at Donovan's. Donovan's is down right near the bridge by 75 and the Ambassador Bridge there by the train station. It's a nice bar. Party Stompers, Friday night. Darren Metz is going to be playing at Bumper's Bar and Grill in Westland Friday night, and Driven is going to be playing the Bullfrog Friday night. Pillar of Autumn are playing along with Boa Flex and The Product at a place called The Temple out in Clinton Township, and that's on Gratiot Avenue next to the Star Theater. What else do we have here? The Square Boys are playing on Saturday night at the... didn't plug this one. The Rock Dog Music Festival. This is a benefit for breast cancer. It's happening in Livonia. If you Google Rock Dog Music Festival, there's a lineup of bands there, including the Square Boys. Lightning Love is playing out at the Factory. And rumor has it that 4th Street Fair is this weekend, and we've got James and the Rainbows playing down there. So that's happening on Saturday, and that's always one of those pirate festivals, that interesting venue. The Mantons and Stephen and the Reelers are playing at PJ's on Saturday night, and the Skinny Raccoons are playing the Coffee Beanery. Wow. I think we're close to going live. We're listening in the background to the Dex. Okay, we have a little more time, so we're going to squeeze in some Cranium 12. The Wyandotte Music Festival is happening, or Art Fair is happening this weekend, and they're going to be playing on the corner of, Cranium 12 is playing at something called Twist and Shout. It's going to be on the street at Northern, Northline and Electric. This is part of the Wyandotte Art Fair, and that's happening at 6:30 Friday night. Looks like we got thumbs up. The show is ready to go. So we're going to pod down Cranium 12 and go live with the Motor Live Drive and the Mantons.
In fact, Mantons, are you in this? Are you in the studio there?
As a matter of fact, we have found ourselves.
All right.
Once were lost, and now we are found. How's it going, Roger?
Oh, we're doing great. What's it going to be to start off with?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had a discussion, and we decided that what we were going to do to start out was our sort of odd ode to the Motor City called the Detroit Auto Show. Shall we just get going for you?
Hit it.
This is it. This is called the Detroit Auto Show.
Right, the Mantons right here on the live drive at 5. In fact, Mike, would you like to introduce the band today?
As a matter of fact, you twisted my arm, Roger. Yes, I'm going to do such things. All right, over on my left here, the man with the Jeep t-shirt. His name is Robin Simpson on bass. Let's hear it for Robin. Thank you. Thank you very much. Robin's playing an Epiphone bass. It looks like it has 5 strings. He's got a hat on. He actually played with Mike Dorn for a number of years as a bass player.
He also plays guitar and writes some of his own music, and he's joined the Mantons. And over here on keyboards is Steve Brown. Steve, let's hear it for Steve. Yay, Steve! Steve has his rock star glasses on. Steve has played bass with us oftentimes, and very recently he has had a strong desire to pick up the keys. And so Steve is tickling the ivories for us. Back there behind the glass, plexiglass in his box, is our drummer, Mr. Mike Welby. Let's hear it from Mike Welby. Yay, Mike! Yes, yes. Mike is one of the founding members of the Mantons. Me and Mike started the band approximately 5 years ago. And finally, last but not least, our most recent member, a good friend that we met recently, who I've actually met many years ago, Mr. Jeff Grand, playing second guitar. Let's hear it for Jeff Grand.
Yeah.
Yay, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Jeff's
and
rocked
that's
my
the
socks
band.
Off. Jeff has rocked my socks off many times.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
That's us.
Well,
here we are. We are doing the thing that must be done.
All right. And what must be done right now is more music.
Yes. How about that? Why don't we do a song called Stapled to the Ground? You ready, guys? Stapled to the Ground.
Yeah!
insist on ending that one in chaos. That's what we like to do.
Let's give the band a hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that door to gate B okay that it's open?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good, because I'm thinking maybe Casper the Friendly Ghost might come in here.
Oh, no.
Woo!
And now that last song was kind of familiar. Did you guys write that?
No, yes. Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's a cover that I know of. I don't think I've ripped anybody off. It's one of my songs.
In fact, you've got a big CD release party coming up this Saturday?
Yes, as a matter of fact, this Saturday we are playing at PJ's Lager House at 1254 Michigan Avenue, right in Corktown by where the old Tiger Stadium used to be. And PJ's a writer, the owner of the place, is a bit of a friend, and we really like going there. So we are going there Saturday for a CD release party for our record titled, what's it called? It is called Squeeze the Fish. That's right. Mm. Squeeze the Fish.
Mm.
It has, I don't know if it's 11 or 12 songs, but we spent a lot of money and a lot of time putting it together. And in the final release, the Mantonian Democracy, is finally being brought unto thee. This Saturday, it's a free show and free cookies. My wife is cooking some cookies, baking cookies, and even my parents will be there from Grand Rapids. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a must.
Everybody is invited.
It will be a must for all music lovers. A must for music lovers. And what's it going to be next?
We're going to do a song that's actually not on the record. How ironic is that? But the funny thing is that we've been playing it and we like it a lot. People seem to like this one quite a bit. It's called No One to Sing.
Kidding me, it's TV reality. They think their life is a movie, as if they were really something to see. They're pretending to be in a band, they're pretending to understand the kids in America, the kids in America. Where are the kids in America? Well, you gotta be kidding me, man. I mean, really, 6 months in a studio. You do not make it poetry. Rewriting every note only messes up what you wrote. No man in your studio town gonna make any of those songs better than mine. It do not mean that you got this plan. It do not mean that you understand. Kidding me, that was New York City. Everybody wants a name in lights. Yeah, but nobody wants to fight the fight. Ah, what is going on? Why am I singing this song? I shouldn't have to say these things. I can't believe there's nobody to sing. For the kids in America, the kids in America.
See, there's an oil change happening. Well, so that's that song, and now it's time to change harmonicas. It's a big ordeal.
All right, we remind you, you're listening to the Man Times here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
That's right. The drive out here, it wasn't so bad. Davidson Freeway was kind of crazy, but I feel like I'm out of tune.
Well, I'll take the opportunity to mention that earlier in the show, during the calendar, I mentioned the Mantons were coming on at 5, and I had just learned that Jeff Grand was going to be part of the show, and I got a caller who called who said, is that the Jeff Grand who used to do the Grandmasters at Moby Dick's? And he says that was more than 20 years ago, he thinks. So it's been a while since Moby Dick's closed down, but it's a real pleasure having you guys in the studio. And
well, on behalf of Jeff, who is diligently tuning his vintage guitar, I think I'd say thank you.
In fact, yes. What kind of guitar does Jeff? What kind of guitar do you have over there, Jeff?
What'd you say?
I couldn't hear you.
Just a Fender Strat. That's all. Yeah.
What year?
Oh, 82, I think.
Ah.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Yes, 82 was a good year.
Hey, it all depends on what you do with it.
Yes.
I like it.
It's time for Chicken Pluck. It's called Cheesy Folk Singer. She said to me, boy, if you ever wanna be a rider for life.
I'm hoping and I'm praying I'll become a shaman, beat on a timpani, make a solo symphony.
All right.
Okay. I switched to the chicken pluck. I knew that changed the dynamic of things.
I sound out. Way
yeah,
out.
I've got one kid who said they're playing this Saturday.
All right. You can check out these guys at PJ's Logger House this Saturday night for their record release party for Squeeze the Fish. And while they're finished tuning up there, we'll be back. He'll be back in a moment. In fact, playing with them will be Steve Kowalski from Steven and the Reelers, the Black Lodge, and, oh, the Mantons, of course. If you need to get a hold of them, you can always get them at their MySpace site. That's MySpace/TheMantons and Manton Music. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Well, here we go. This is going to be a song about back when I was in college at Michigan State. Wrote this when I was living at a co-op. It's called Hedrick House Blues. I was like the house rep.
Now they're only doing this because they care about you, our
That's
listeners
right.
out there.
Woke up this morning, the phone was screaming, calling not for me but for Sue, who's to sleep. I go downstairs to have about 2 weeks. Steve said no smoking, and he knocks me on my feet. Rule. I guess I got the
place to be. Hedrick House Blues. Don't bother me, 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 my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby.
If you've missed any of this show, you can always check out our podcast at WHFR.FM. This show will be posted right at 6 o'clock as soon as the show is over. Or you can go to our MySpace site. That's MySpace/MotorLiveDrive. Look in the blogs for a list of 70 live performances you can check out on our WHFR podcast. Look down the list, see what band you like, and there's a direct link to our website right on our MySpace site. So check them all out. There's 70 live performances. This one will be 71. That's right. We've got the Mantons here in our studio.
Number 71. That's an interesting number. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I have a 1971 Volkswagen Campmobile.
Whoa.
It's my favorite year.
So you've got, you're tuning right now, so you've got a CD party Saturday night, and the CD is called Squeeze the Fish?
Squeeze the Fish.
Now, why? Why? Tell
us. Part of a song lyric.
Okay.
The lyric goes, just like the president always said, make up all the words that are in your head. Squeeze the fish. Don't forget to get the eggs.
Okay.
I don't know what it means. Discuss.
Well, it's as you said, it's just like works. The president said. Yeah, but we're talking about the former president.
When I wrote it, yeah. But it's not like it's what everybody was saying about him. Remember all the jokes about him and his words that he made up? That's all it was. It wasn't like any kind of political thing. It was just, oh, God, this guy's funny. Look at him. He's just like making stuff up. You know.
We've got the Mantons here in the studio.
I don't do that either, you know. I mean...
You put music to them.
All right. Are you guys ready to rock?
It's time for our opus. The Mantons have an opus.
Whoa.
Now, I can't guarantee anything, but this is the best we're going to do, because we do the thing that must be done. It's called, as a love song about northern Michigan, called Lord of the Lake. It goes like this. River back in '65.
up spiders, baby, we were barely alive. I'll say, honey, you were a real hot dog. Also in quarters, guy, Hickman's ball. Well, your pasties jingling. Classical music coming from your cheese ball high rise pad. You were trying to get rid of your dad. He never knew the price you paid touring with me on the war parade. Better, baby, you wouldn't want me to.
like a heart attack. I still remember Dan Hickman's ball, hustling quarters like a real hot dog. With your pasties jingling, you went like a snake. Yeah, you used to look.
The wow. Mantons.
That was something.
Even Margaret claps at that. I'll tell you what. If we get Margaret to clap, that's something else. Yes.
That was quite an opus.
Yes. Time for a sip of my hot coffee.
You're listening to the Mantons here on the station Making Waves. They have their CD release party Saturday at PJ's Logger House, and they are going to have cookies there. So come on down.
That's right. And you can pick up their CD, Squeeze the Fish, at CD Baby or the Dig Station online.
And I believe Stephen and the Reelers are playing with you?
Yes. Stephen Kowalski is actually going to open solo. He has a band called Stephen and the Reelers. He's a really good guy. I like him a lot. He's a good songwriter. And I asked him. I wanted a solo acoustic performer. And I don't know. We've done a couple gigs with him. We've done gigs with him at the Trowbridge House of Coffee Painted Lady. And him and the band, they're just a lot of good guys. And I know he's a good songwriter. And I just wanted to start our show with him playing some acoustic music. So I asked him, and he agreed to do it. So. And on top of that, we have kind of a large ordeal because we have another bass player who actually recorded the record, who has a band of his own. He's coming in to play three songs with us.
All right.
And then the full Mantons jacket comes on after that. It's quite an ordeal. Yes, it is the ordeal of the century. Yes, and also the Black Lodge band involves a friend of mine named Kyle McBee, who we call the McBee that cannot be named. He had a band a couple years ago called Dead Letters. They played the Blowout and All Over Town along with us. And his new band, Black Lodge, which they like to call Reverb Rock, they're also going to add some support for us. So it's a great little band. Half the members are from a band called, oh my gosh, what's that band called? The Nerve. And then Kyle and Nick are from Dead Letters. It's kind of like two bands merged into one band. Yes, we're all just one big music community here, aren't we?
It really is.
It really is.
Yes.
Why don't we do... I think we've got time for two more.
You got 10 minutes. 10 minutes to decide.
Why don't we do that song, Blood?
Blood.
And then we're going to close with the title. I mean, see, the title of the record is Squeeze the Fish, but the song is actually called One Long Overdrive, and that's what we want to close with. But for right now, I think, you know what? We can do it, but there'll be no harmonica. So it's up to Jeff and Steve to handle it.
I've known Jeff for a while. He's always been able to handle it.
Yes. I call him the handler.
Mm.
And he looks at me like, what? 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 That song is actually not on the record, but it's going to be recorded soon.
Well, it's been recorded right now.
Oh my gosh! No way! Yes. As it's happening,
as you speak,
huh?
We didn't get them to sign the book.
All right, as they tune up for your listening pleasure, they'll be ready to go. for their final song in just a moment. We want to remind you can get a hold of them at their MySpace site. That's, what is that?
www.myspace or whatever it is, slash Mantons.
Yes, or you can go to mantonmusic.com.
Yes, that's an official website. Very weird.
Or you can always go right down to the Logger House this Saturday night, pick up your own Squeeze the Fish CD, and listen to it in the privacy of your own home.
Yes, you know what? The thing about the disc is that it comes with an 8-page booklet that includes all the lyrics.
Whoa.
Which I know my friend Roy would be arguing with me right now because he ordered one and did not get his booklet, and I owe him a booklet. But don't you worry, Roy. You're getting your booklet. Anyway, we spent a lot of time and effort on it. And we're very happy it's finally done.
Okay.
Got the heat, Jeff's on.
All right, everybody.
5 minutes.
All right, well. The story of this particular song. I hope you're all enjoying your commute home. I hope you get home safe. And don't forget, Saturday, to come on down to PJ's Logger House at 1254 Michigan Avenue and say hi to us. We'll give you a cookie. This one's called One Long Overdrive, but the people who know the song and love it always call it Squeeze the Fish. The story is all about the lyric of the Squeeze the Fish. People just like that. I don't know why. The whole reason is because... that's how you get caviar. Goes like this.
You got to me, babe. You cooked me eggs. Even though you don't eat 'em, like the way I have, babe. Like your eyes, and I can see you. Just like the president always said, make up all the words that are in your head. You gotta squeeze the fish. Do not forget to get the egg. To be lying next to you, babe, even though you're always sleeping. Pinch myself and squeal. I know that it's for real. I know I'm not dreaming. Just like the president always said, you gotta make up all the words that are right inside your head. Feel so fat and fine. Full on the floor.
one time for the bass.